You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I want to welcome special guests in studio. We have Ryan Raphael, known as the Medicare man around St. Louis. Ryan, welcome to the studio. Appreciate you spending your Sunday with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you've been our expert contributor now and second time on the show, and you know, really appreciate this advice because as my own mother is 82 years old now and some dementia starting to set in, and I'm watching some of her financial decisions that she probably needs to start getting more and more help, I can really see firsthand the need for what you do, helping people with Medicare insurance.
Right. You know, a lot of seniors get confused very easily, get overwhelmed by many things coming at them, and sometimes they just need a, you know, hopefully a polite, nice person to help them out and, you know, be friendly and not be trying to, you know, sell a bunch of insurance and be pushy. And you know, me personally, I just try to take my time and explain things that people either need to know or not know, kind of a thing.
Well, that's good. People definitely need the honest advice that they can trust. And of course, we vetted you out significantly before we ever let you on the show as our expert contributor. So we have to be comfortable in recommending you, and we're definitely very, very comfortable in that. So Ryan, as the Medicare man, I know that's kind of your title. It's almost like the superhero title. And the senior community is aging. You know, it's growing quickly. The senior community is the fastest growing segment of the demographics out there. Give us a briefing on what you do and your specialty.
Okay, sure. So Medicare, you know, I kind of created the Medicare man, number one, just because it's kind of a easy thing to remember. But Medicare insurance is, I kind of consider my specialty that, you know, having my good expertise with that. But I also do most senior insurance products. So I'm pretty well versed in life insurance or, you know, many call it final expense insurance that they're thinking to use for mainly their burial or cremation, things like that. Long-term care insurance, home health care insurance, which is a pretty big growing product, dental and vision plans, and you know, those are kind of the main things I would say that that I specialize in.
Well, and I can see a lot of insurance agents that may carry some of these same products, but if they don't specialize in it, they're not going to have the exact knowledge that somebody in that age group needs to know.
Probably not. I think a lot of people sometimes find their niche and then they just maybe specialize in that. You know, but I have a lot of different categories, we'll call it, and different lines of insurances that I feel pretty educated on.
Well, yeah, and I think you're being very humble in the way you're putting that because it's pretty educated. I think you're very educated on them because I've questioned you extensively and you know your stuff. You've been able to rattle off all the particulars about most of these plans you know by heart. So one question that I know came up is when can people change their health or their drug plan when they're on this Medicare insurance?
A question often asked, Doug. So it kind of depends on which type of insurance they have, but I'll do my best to keep it simple, which is something that I often try to do when I'm sitting down with somebody, is just keeping as simple as possible. If somebody has a Medicare supplement, and that's their current insurance, they are allowed to change any time of the year. They do not need to wait for the Medicare annual enrollment period that happens at the end of the year. Underwriting may apply if they want to switch from one company to the other. And the reason a person might be doing that is they got rate increases or things of that nature and they just want to explore other options. But they may have to go through underwriting to do that. In Missouri, we actually have a law here that allows people on the anniversary date of their policy, whenever they started it, around that time, 30 days before or 30 days after, in Missouri only, they're allowed to switch, no health questions asked, no underwriting whatsoever. They're just automatically guaranteed issued on the new plan, which is pretty great for people that unfortunately have bad health problems and their rate's going up and they just want to switch and they don't think they can.
So that allows them to switch if they do it during that grace period, so 30 days before and 30 days after the renewal of their plan, because now they have this open window that they can switch without health being a concern.
That is correct. The one stipulation on it, it has to be the same supplement letter. You know, Medicare supplements are lettered Plan F, Plan G, Plan N. There's okay. Different letters, but it has to be the same plan to the same plan. They can do it on a guaranteed basis without having to do underwriting.
So let's talk briefly about some of the basics on this because for somebody who hasn't dealt with it, and I personally have not dealt with it much, and I'm just starting to really get educated on it, you have Medicare, and that's the general insurance that covers most senior citizens for this, you know, once they reach that age. And then what you're offering is the supplemental insurance on top of that, because Medicare is not going to cover everything.
That is correct. Medicare on the medical side of things covers 80%, and basically that leaves 20% obviously exposed. So the person to take on that other 20% basically has two choices. One, they can choose a Medicare supplement and then buy a Part D drug plan to go with it, or enroll themselves into a Medicare Advantage plan, which is going to be your HMO, PPO type of plan, is a Medicare Advantage.
Well, so Medicare covering 80%, and that additional 20% sounds like Medicare is covering most of it, but 20% can be a significant number. As somebody is getting older, we know that their health care expenses can go up dramatically.
Well, the biggest problem with that is if a person has original Medicare and they don't have any insurance to go with it, if they have to pay 20%, the question will become 20% of what? It could be 20% of $100. It could be $1,000, $10,000. It could be $1,000,000. There is no cap. Medicare doesn't say, well, you just reached a limit in what you're spending. We're going to stop billing you. 20% could be of anything, and that could be a very serious problem, especially for somebody on a fixed income.
So that's where the supplemental insurance really comes in.
It does. You know, the Medicare supplement gives somebody a peace of mind that they pay a premium to whichever company they selected, and that will pretty much take care of the 20%. If they go with a Medicare Advantage, then they're going to be sharing some of the costs, which will be co-pays and not high deductibles like your typical standard insurance, but they'll share some of the costs.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Ryan Raphael, known as the Medicare man, specializing in all types of senior market insurance, and not just in the insurance, but really in the advice business, because that's what they're coming to you for, is to analyze what they have and figure out where do they go. Because sometimes if somebody comes to you, you may analyze what they have and say what you have is perfect as it is. It may not recommend any changes sometimes, right?
I do that. You know, it's I'm not just sitting there thinking of, you know, my personal gain. I don't know how there any other way to word it. You know, there's many a times I just sit down and you are doing great with what you have. There's nothing else that I often tell people, do not change. You know, sometimes people get coerced into changing things in life, not just insurance matters, but there are many times a person definitely should not leave what they have. It could cause them a problem if they do.
Well, that's very, very good advice. And I think the two things that I noticed about you, number one is you're an expert at all the senior market insurance. Second thing is that you have people's best interests at heart. And I think when you're dealing with seniors, that's really important, because we have a big senior audience. And I think knowing that it's somebody that cares about, you know, cares about the person that's being insured, really have to give advice that's in their best interest first.
Yeah, you know, Doug, I take pride in that. I think a senior deserves that. And I think many people are aware how that population is targeted pretty heavily for, you know, you name it, scams and monies and, you know, trying to pull out, you know, this and that. And we can go on and on about examples with that. And I think they deserve, you know, a pleasant, I'm told, friendly individual coming into their home that they can trust. And more importantly, that they can call and ask questions all the time. They can always reach me, and I don't leave people hanging. And that's something that's very, very important to me.
That is important. And there was something that came up the other day that I had never heard of, and they called it the donut hole. That it was a senior that had asked me, saying, hey, can you ask Ryan this question next time he's in? What is the donut hole when it comes to Medicare plans?
Well, that is a question that a lot of people get very easily confused with. The donut hole, that's the name that Medicare gave their prescription drug plan, which is Part D, as in dog. The donut hole has nothing to do with donuts, so it's just kind of a name they gave it. So here is the way that I very easily try to explain to seniors, because it can be very confusing, and for whatever reason, they don't get it explained the right way from the plan sometimes. Basically, the donut hole is a set dollar figure that Medicare comes up with, and it does change each year, that if whatever you're spending, meaning your copays, if you have copays, some people don't have copays, and a deductible, as well as what the plan is paying for the drug. So again, it's what you're paying and what the plan is paying, and that is adding up. And if you reach, and this is this year's number, if you reach $3,700, again, what you're paying and the plan paying, you now hit what's called the donut hole, and now you have to pay higher costs for your drugs.
Ooh, that's a pretty important number then.
It is, and there's many ways to avoid it. You know, people do, you know, you always, of course, want to try to get a generic. Some people cut their pills in half if the doctor says it's okay to do that. You know, people do a lot of different things to try to avoid it, but if you do, you hit it, you can't avoid it. Every plan has it. It's not just one company. This is our number of 3,700. That's Medicare's standard number for the United States. And if they reach that, they are going to have to pay higher costs for their drugs. And what they're basically going to pay, if they take generics, they're going to pay 51% of the cost of the drug.
That's what Medicare is going to pay?
That's what the person is going to pay.
Oh, the person is going to pay 51%.
Yeah, Medicare will cover 49, they pay 51. And then if they have brand name drugs, their cost is going to be 40% of the cost. And then when you're in the donut hole, you have to pay these costs until you've paid $4,950 out of your pocket for the year. And that is a combination of everything that's come out of your pocket for the entire year. And if you reach that point,
just that cost on drugs, or does that include other medical expenses?
Just drugs. Yeah. Just anything drugs. You've paid through Part D, you know, co-pays, deductibles, whatever it is, if you hit that, you now hit the last phase, which is called the catastrophic coverage phase, which is probably a good name for it, actually, catastrophic. So it's a lot of money going out, and if you hit that point, things go way, way down. You pay a very small percentage.
And are there any plans somebody can get to help cover these extra drug expenses?
There are some plans out there. Most often they're going to help cover the generics in the donut hole, not the brand names. So, yeah, there is help, and one can pay maybe a higher premium to get some coverage in the gap. And a lot of people ask me that, Ryan, do you have plans in the gap? And the answer is yes, but it's not that there's some miraculous plan that covers all your drugs all year long.
Okay. All right. So there are some solutions, but it's going to have to be tailored to the individual person to know, based on what their expenses typically are and what's likely in the future, is how you'd have to make your recommendation.
Yep, that is exactly correct.
Well, excellent. Well, Ryan, really appreciate you coming in. And if you're listening right now, it's important you grab a pen and write this down, because you're going to want to reach out to Ryan Raphael. So Ryan Raphael, the Medicare man, what you want to write down is his phone number. So if you want to call Ryan directly, you can reach him at 314-368-6808. So 314-368-6808. So reach out to Ryan. You also can visit Ryan on his website at MedicareManSTL.com, and you can see all of Ryan's information. And we always are going to have Ryan's information on our website at SmartWithYourMoney.com, which is the website for the show. We'll make sure you can always reach out to Ryan using that. So Ryan, great stuff. Really appreciate you coming in. We're looking forward to having you next month too.
Great. Thank you very much for having me. And again, I just encourage, if people, whatever plan you have, just give me a call and I can tell you if you can switch or not, or if you have to wait, and I'll be happy to help everybody.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Remember that becoming smart with your money is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., subscribing to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, or by listening to our podcast, Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman. See you next week.